On Thursdays, we read from your email.
And our stories on school discipline in Texas brought quite a few strong responses. Each year, about 100,000 students who misbehave wind up in alternative education programs, and many are also given tickets and have to show up in court.
Bravo to my home state of Texas for giving misdemeanor tickets to children for acting out in school.
That comment comes from Kelly Gribb, who now lives in Irvine, Kentucky.
She continues, "When my daughter was an eighth grader, we were repeatedly dealing with children picking on her, both in the classroom and on the school bus. We had to press charges against three girls. The case was thrown out since the girls had been put into an alternative classroom for a few days, and it was their first offense. I have no pity for these children who are ticketed for their ill behavior in school or their parents. Next time, talk to some victims of the ticketed children."
Our treatment of Michael Moore's movie Sicko was not well received by some of you.
I spoke with our film critic Bob Mondello and NPR science correspondent Joanne Silberner about the film's content and entertainment value.
Well, sociology professor John Hammond of Hunter College heard our discussion and writes this. "Your correspondent said that Michael Moore's comparison of the U.S. healthcare system to the Cuban system was not a good one. The U.S. came out ahead of Cuba on the World Health Organization survey. The U.S. was in 37th place and Cuba in 39th. Well, that comparison is not exactly favorable to the U.S. With a per capita GNP many times greater than that of Cuba, we have a healthcare system that is only marginally better. What Cuba shows is that even a poor country that uses its resources wisely and systematically can do almost as well as the richest country in the world."
Jess McCabe of London heard our discussion of Sicko and disagreed with our analysis about who's willing to pay for healthcare. She writes, "I don't think this is a case of saying Europeans want X, so we have national health services free at the point of delivery, or U.S. citizens want X, so they have expensive health care and insurance. In the U.K., we grew up with national health care, and it is a beloved institution. It would be political suicide to suggest getting rid of it. To establish an equivalent in the U.S., it would be necessary to overcome an extremely powerful lobby that would no doubt object to being nationalized."
Finally, a number of you wrote to point out an error in the sound clip that we featured last night.
That is a hong, a relatively new musical instrument made out of steel. There are obvious comparisons to steel drums, and that's what brought the letters.
Maxine Marshall, who identifies herself as a Trinidadian by birth, sent this. "You compared the sound of the instrument to the steel drums of Jamaica. Correction, the steel drums, or steel pan, was invented in Trinidad and Tobago. I was a little disappointed with NPR in this one."
If you're disappointed with us or pleased, let us know. Write to us from our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.